The child is born in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, it's exactly 3 months until Christmas, and today we have the votive Mass of the birth of our Lord. This Mass is designed to be said in places where there is a special devotion to the child Jesus. And in this church, we keep alive and venerate Holy Child Jesus in many of his appearances. We have here the veneration of infant Jesus of Prague. This ancient veneration was in force originated in 17th century Austria and Bohemia, where our Lord promised this empire his own protection as long the infant Jesus of Prague would be venerated there. We also have in this church the statue of Holy Child Jesus, Doctor of the Sick, and this devotion is especially important in Mexico, where Child Jesus, as a doctor of the sick, is a special protector of sick people and hospitals, and is the object of many pilgrimages. But today I want to tell you about the great kingdom of France, when the Frenchmen still held high also the devotion to the infant Jesus. In France, he was venerated as a ruler of heaven and earth, called the Infant King. And the kings of France gave him a crown and a scepter of gold as showing that this nation was revering a Holy Child Jesus as the King of both heaven and earth. And because of this great veneration, our Lord promised that he would protect the king and his people. But when the time went on, many of both the rulers and citizens of this nation grew cold to our holy religion. There were many bad kings who might have shown devotion to our Lord exteriorly, but whose heart was more inclined into world. Both the kings and the citizens forgot that Jesus, as an infant king, was the true ruler of France. And then there came a terrible thing called revolution over 200 years ago, where many citizens, priests, bishops, and noblemen were put to death. So the veneration of infant king was forbidden in France by the new government, but that was still kept holy and intact in many convents, and especially our Lord as an infant king was venerated in the Carmelite monasteries of France. The Carmelites have the beautiful custom during Christmas time that the infant king statue was carried into the cell of every Carmelite on Christmas night. You might remember, children, that in midnight Mass the priest takes the infant Jesus in his arm and places him above the tabernacle to be kept there during the Mass. And these Carmelite nuns, the highlight of their Christmas was when the infant king visited their own cell. But when the revolution came, the new government confiscated many of the great and precious gifts which have been given to infant Jesus. And also in Carmelite monasteries, the old church goods were confiscated, and the new government robbed the infant king of his crown and scepter. But still, the Carmelites wanted to see him on Christmas, so clad only in his poor little cape, the infant was carried by the superior to cell, from cell to cell on Christmas night. And many Carmelites who saw this tradition still being continued, but without the precious crown and scepter, said, "Now our little king is as poor again as he was in Bethlehem." These good and gentle nuns were tireless in their efforts to transform all of their anguish into joy. It was not only the infant king's scepter and crown which the government robbed, but also they took out many valuable objects from church and imprisoned and killed many priests. From that moment on, the convents could not expect big ceremonies, solemn pontifical masses, or candlelight processions, but still they considered themselves so fortunate in having a low mass offered by a priest who still remained faithful to the true ruler of France, the infant king Jesus. And they were content and happy to have their greatest model of every Carmelite, the figure of our Blessed Virgin, and hanging above the chapel altar and holding in her arms the infant king. Dear children, the devotion of our Lord as a child is such a consoling thing in the midst of this busy world. You might know that we priests often go to missions very far and far away places, and we are saying Mass in very simple and modest circumstances. Almost never is there a beautiful sung Mass said in our small missions, and oftentimes there is not even a server. But how great joyful was the attitude of these Carmelite nuns in France, and many of them became martyrs during the revolution because they remained faithful to their infant king. You see, children, they were happy even amidst persecution because they still had Mass to be said for them. Children, every day except on Good Friday, the Holy Mass is celebrated in the Catholic Church. And we can truly say that Holy Mass is a daily Christmas for us. The crib is the altar which you can see in every church and in every mission. And the hands of the priest are like hands of Our Lady, holding gently the child Jesus. When priest takes the host into his hands, a child is truly born again every single day and many times a day at the altar of the church. As it is sung today, at that moment, puer natus est nobis, a child is born, a little boy is born, who is the Son of God and of Our Lady. And at the altar, as it was once said in Bethlehem, it is said the same Gloria in excelsis, glory into the highest, because the Savior is born. Our Lord Jesus is now on the altar, and there is but one Jesus, and Christmas and incarnation happens every day. Children, and I don't want to start your Christmas expectation too soon. We still have lots of work in the school and lots of other celebrations preceding those things. But today, when we have exactly 3 months until the birth of our Savior, I wanted to emphasize to you that you understand the importance of daily Mass and how great a gift that is to you. Our Lord truly is born and is ready to be received by you every single day. And you have now, as school children, the unique privilege really in the world to see and rejoice of this birth every single day. When you remember the sacrifices of all those saints and martyrs in the previous centuries, how dear they hold this little child who is born, you draw great consolation during every day of your life, because as you see him born every day on this earth, you will truly see him rule as King of heaven on earth in heaven. And on that day, all the devotions and gentleness and kindness you showed to that little boy here on earth, they will be awarded plentifully in heaven. And heaven is truly the greatest gift of all the times and surpasses every and all mountains of Christmas gifts which you will receive. Give thanks to our Lord Jesus on this life, and he will give you gracious and great gifts to you in the next. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.